Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 14. This is letter number 4906. Baruch Hashem, the fifth day of Kislev Tashin Yudzayim, Brooklyn. Shalom, bracha v'shalom. Letter to a woman. Now, I don't know the letter, what it says beforehand. But apparently she wrote a pretty bitter letter to the Rebbe. So the Rebbe says, I'm not sure when you wrote, when it was written, that which was enclosed within your letter. I guess she said the letter, but also said something in there. The Rebbe says, I don't know when it was written, whether it was in a passing, an emotional, like at that point, time, and your mood, the cause for writing this, because something special happened that you were depressed or down or whatever, I don't know exactly, but it was, is it something that caused you to write that which was included? Or this is really what you think, or this is really how you feel? But in any event, the Rebbe says, I want to hope that this feeling, this condition, this the way you feel is in the past. So the Rebbe says, although we can connect, the Rebbe said, the content with the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Blessed Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach BaHashem." Blessed is the person who trusts Hashem, who's trust Hashem. So, the idea can be said that you need to trust to Hashem. And the opposite, it says in the pasuk, that by Gevra Sheiftach Ba'odom, over there actually it says, cursed is the one who trusts a man, who puts his trust in man. So, the idea, I guess what she's writing is maybe, but if you're trusting in man and not in Hashem, so maybe that's why things are the way you imagine them, that's the way you feel about it. But the Rebbe says, there's another pasuk, the second pasuk explains and it concludes, it says, "Umin Hashem yosur liboy," that if your heart is turned away from Hashem, if you trust man, and then you turn away your heart from Hashem. That means like this, that if your heart is to Hashem, the creator of the world, Hashem created the humans, he created the world, and he leads the world. So also, the person that is around him will see the good and your inner. I'm guessing over here that maybe he was complaining that people are not were not nice or not participating in her situation. She became upset about the lack. Seems something like that. But if a person trusts Hashem, so then also the humans that are in his surroundings will see, you will see in them the good and their inner. Maybe not to be so critical of others, I'm guessing. And the Rebbe says, we know, like the face you show to the water, that's the heart to the heart. You get the a reflection. So the heart of a person, if you are going to see the good of others, then it would reflect back to you. So then the Rebbe says the good and the person will come in actuality and openly to participate in your matters, in your pain, and also in your joy. It almost seems, again, I gotta sort of get it, it seems like the person was very upset about, maybe she wrote, she said the Rebbe, because Rebbe said that she wrote, she sent the Rebbe a note that somebody sent her, and she forwarded to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe says the person that wrote her that note, maybe that note was written through something special, so it was just something that passed by. And the Rebbe says, hopefully that is past. But the Rebbe says that you should keep your hearts to Hashem and trust Hashem, and the people that are around him, you will see their good, their inner, and then the people will treat you back. And then the person's good will come in an open way. Something to do with that. That's what I get from the from reading the letter, even though it's hard to decipher exactly.
Yeah.
Basically, the Rebbe says that if you reach out to the others and you will see the good in them, maybe they will in turn see the heart of man is like an image of your view. Feelings towards them will be positive, then maybe they'll feel good about you, and it'll come out in a practical to participate in your pain and in your joy. Maybe they didn't want to go to some of a simcha of theirs, or maybe they, I'm not sure what happened over there, but the Rebbe says you need to reach out and look with a good eye, and hopefully that will return to you in a positive way. I hope I didn't mess up this letter, because it was hard for me to really understand.
Well,